August 19th, 2014. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I tell you solemnly, sound moral leadership directs its followers around evil and with sureness of step along the path of good. These days, many are in the position to do so, but fail to lead away from the threats towards salvation. This is spurious leadership, not genuine in my eyes. If you are responsible for the salvation of souls, make this your priority. Your followers must not be left guessing as to where you stand or where they should stand on moral issues. These are evil times. Moral issues must not be given over to gray areas of decision. Leaders must clearly point the way to good versus evil, leaving no doubt as to the direction that must be taken. I cannot endorse leadership that does not oppose evil. Such as these are responsible for the souls lost as a result of their poor decisions or non-decisions or lack of supporting the truth. To all leaders, I say, recognize your grave responsibility before me. You will not be judged by your popularity in the world, but according to your sincere efforts to bring souls to their salvation. You will find any title useless before me, but your authority will be a scale measuring the number of souls you led to the truth. A note is given to read 2 Timothy 1, 13-14. Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Another note to read 2 Timothy 3, 1-5. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding the form of religion but denying the power of it. Avoid such people.